Rant 23, Election Day. I may have got a little angry here. Now, I know it's been a while, let's just take that as read, shall we? But I couldn't pass up the opportunity to have a rant on Election Day, now could I? Busy as I have been lately, I have tried to keep abreast of what's going on in political circles. Therein, however, lies my conclusion. We're going around in circles. Everybody seems to be saying the same thing. Nothing new. But this is the first time in years where we actually have a three-horse race instead of the usual two. You'd think that they would all make a bit more effort. But I can't help feeling like the entire country has no idea who to vote for. However, I can't encourage you enough to vote. And when you get to the polling station, spare a thought for the people manning it. I have done that tedious job. And it is a very long day when you are not allowed to leave the premises. As for those of you who say you are not going to vote, well, you are my biggest problem. You should vote, because you are the very people who will farting well moan and complain about local government and policies, never mind the bigger picture of environment, wars and the economy. Miserable, moaning misers, the whole lot of you. You say you don't see the point because one person can't make a difference. Well, if everyone who didn't see that they could make a difference all stood in one place and proclaimed how one person couldn't make a difference, you could probably hear them on Mars. If there's nobody in your constituency who you want to vote for, then at least go and waste your vote. Vandalise your ballot paper. Exercise the right you've been given by all the hundreds of thousands of men and women who fought and died for you to do so. That, boys and girls, is the crux of my annoyance. Basically, you say all those people died so you couldn't give a shit. Shame on you. I'll say it again and even point my finger at the screen here. Shame on you. Stop moaning, get off your arse, get out there and bloody vote. It matters more now than it ever has done in your lifetime. Do it. Show some respect. Then, when you don't like the way things are going in a year or two's time, then and only then will you have the right to complain.